Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
One of the most ridiculous types of lawsuits going on today is the litigation to get athletic teams to give up their American Indian names. In 1930, the University of North Dakota adopted the name the Fighting Sioux after the famous Indian tribe of that name. The Indians were proud of this honor, and the football players were energized. In 1968, a delegation from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation traveled to the University of North Dakota to adopt the president of the university into the tribe and to formally give the University of North Dakota the right to use the name Sioux for its athletic teams. Then came political correctness. In 2005, the NCAA, that's the National Collegiate Athletic Association, banned schools from using nicknames and images it deems hostile and abusive. Now, there was nothing hostile or abusive about the Fighting Sioux, but the University of North Dakota nevertheless was put on the banned list. This meant that the university would have been forbidden to participate in Division II football playoffs or host playoff games or use the nickname or logo on its uniforms or in its activities. Fortunately, the University of North Dakota got a temporary injunction to allow the division playoffs to be played, but the case is still in the courts and we don't know how it will be decided. The University of North Dakota logo was designed by a well-known Indian artist and shows a proud Indian Sioux warrior. The logo was chosen to honor courage on the battlefield. A handful of Indians objected to the logo, but none of those was a Sioux Indian. North Dakota's Spirit Lake Sioux tribe approves the university use of the name. In a 2002 Sports Illustrated poll, 81% of Native Indian respondents said no when asked whether college and high school teams should stop using Indian nicknames. That should be the end of this dispute.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a program dedicated to preserving traditional values. And it's your opinions and comments that help to shape this broadcast, so write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Because your views count. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us each weekday as we explore today's most important issues on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says 5 out of 4 people have trouble with fractions, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Before we get into our guest program today, I'd like to begin by talking about, I'm going to read to you the American Minute for this date by Bill Federer. It was September the 4th. 476 A.D. Now, that goes back before I came to this country. But that was a day that Rome fell. In the century preceding, Rome was overrun with illegal immigrants. And then it names all of the different immigrants that were there. I don't have time for that. They first assimilated. Many workers were servants. But they came so fast they did not learn the Latin language. Highly trained Roman legions marched rapidly on advanced roads, but were strained fighting conflicts worldwide. Rome had a trade deficit, having outsourced its grain production to North Africa, and when the Vandals captured that area, Rome did not have the resources to retaliate. Attila the Hun committed terrorist attacks. The city of Rome was on welfare with citizens given free bread. One Roman commented, "Those who live at the expense of the public funds are more numerous than those who provide them. Tax collectors were more terrible than the enemy." Gladiators had provided violent entertainment in the Colosseum. There had been injustice in courts, corrupt government bureaucracies, exposure of unwanted infants, infidelity, perverted bathhouses, and sexual immorality as seen in the ruins of the Pompeia. 5th century historian Salvian wrote, "O Roman people, be ashamed. Let nobody think otherwise. The vices of our bad lives have alone conquered us." With that in mind, I will go to our guest for the day, our good friend and colleague, Oliver G.B. Oliver III, who is executive director of ParagonFoundation.org. G.B.
Yes, sir.
Did you
open this show on a high note?
Hey, listen, this happened in 476 A.D., for goodness sakes. That's over 2,000 years ago, or about 2,000 years ago. So,
a lot of similarities, aren't there?
Boy, there is. You know, it is amazing. It is amazing how much, you know, history repeats itself. And what really amazes me, GB, is that so many people, it's hard to explain it to them.
Well, let me tell you, a lot of people, when you start explaining it and they begin to understand, They will do anything and everything to get you to shut up and just get away from them. It's just more than they can absorb. And it takes them a place they don't want to go.
Well, it's scriptural that people want to hear things that tickle their ears. They call truth falsehoods and vice versa. We're seeing that happen right here before our very eyes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're getting ready to go to North or South Dakota?
South Dakota.
South Dakota. You're getting to be a regular out there.
Well, you know, I wasn't able to make that convention last year, so I was away from them a year, and I missed them a lot. That's one of the strongest organizations, the South Dakota Stock Growers, one of the strongest organizations that I'm around. And, you know, I always look forward to talking to them and going there because I can assure you one thing, I leave with a lot more than I leave them.
You know, I set you up for all of this.
I know.
Well, I went out there and spoke, and they never had me back anymore after they had you. So, they said, hey, GB is so much better than old Dummyfield. We're not going to have Brownfield for a while.
Well, I don't think he's better. He's just a lot cheaper.
Well, now that's your fault. You've been in the cattle business so long, you just don't know how to set your own prices.
That's exactly right. I'm hung in that old low groove.
There you are. There you are.
Boy, they are great people, and I really am looking forward to seeing them.
Now, you know, it is a little bit difficult, more difficult, let's say. Now, it wouldn't be today, because it's been a couple, 3 years since I've been out there, and there's been gobs and bunches of stuff to discuss that have just come up, you know, in the past year, really. But a lot of times, it's hard to go back to the same. How many times have I been to Alamogordo? At least four, I think.
Oh, at least four.
And it you know, you forget what you said. What you should do is record those things. So on your way down, you can play them, and then you know what not to say the next time. You know what I mean? I'm serious.
You're already making me nervous.
I didn't know you could be made nervous.
Oh, I stay nervous.
I can't believe that.
Well, they are good people, and let me tell you, they're an organization that pulls together. They've got a lot of faith in each other. They do everything in a group, and I'll tell you what, when one of them has problems, all the rest of them are there, and that's the way you fight these battles. You fight them together. You lock arms, and you make up your mind that they aren't going to take out any of them. And to me, that's what makes them so successful.
You know, we talk about locking arms. We, you and I both knew Wayne Hage pretty well. You knew him better than I did. I'd never been on his property and all, but I did have dinner with him and attended one of his seminars and that sort of thing. But we lost Wayne. He died here, 2 years ago, something like that.
Yes.
And he lost his first wife. And then Helen, his second wife, Helen Shenoweth, died in a car crash about a year ago.
Just almost a year ago.
Yeah. And now here comes the federal government back after them again after they won their court case.
Yep.
What's the deal?
Well, you know, what I think they're going to do is that the Court of Claims has not yet announced the amount that the federal government owes them. But they've won four consecutive cases against the federal government. And the Court of Claims was very explicit about the fact that Mr. Hage did not have to have a permit to access his forage rights on that, and the easements, and the right to put that water to beneficial use. It's very, very clear as to what they said. In my mind, the BLM, I believe, is the lead agency in this thing, but it may be the BLM and the Forest Service. They're going to come after them, and what I think they're going to do is they're going to check the resolve of those children. Wayne Jr., and Ramona Morrison and those people, I think they're going to attack them and try to create another case where maybe perhaps they can drag them into federal district court and just
we're going to take a break. Hang on. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
And we have returned, visiting today with our good friend and colleague, G.B. Oliver III, the executive director of the Paragon Foundation. G.B., going into the commercial break, we were talking about Wayne Hage deal, and here comes the BLM again after they've already lost, what did you say, four different times in court?
Yeah, there have been four rulings.
Four rulings. And now here they're back claiming that are they trying to take his cattle again?
Yeah, they're again claiming that he has no permit to be out there on that land, and therefore that he's illegally running cattle. He's trespassing, and they're wanting to pick those cattle up. But I'll tell you right on the front end, if you were the federal government and you had seen those four rulings, this is exactly what you would be doing as well. And it's a great ploy, in my opinion. They're going to check the resolve of these children of Wayne's to find out if they're strong. I really kind of feel like they'll probably come with some kind of a settlement offer after they, if they can drag them into this thing again, they'll come to them with another settlement officer. But if by chance they can get the Hages to participate in this little controversy that they're creating and can get them into federal court, and that is a great ploy on their side. And in effect, they can kind of negate what the Court of Claims has already said. I don't think they'll be successful at it. I think that the Hage children know very well where they are.
Well, I was going to say those kids grew up doing this. I mean, absolutely. That's all they've heard most of their adult lives.
But if you were the federal government, this is a great ploy, in my opinion. You got to try to do something to negate those four rulings that have already come out of the Court of Claims.
If you want to be that kind of a government.
Yeah, Well, I think we all know.
If I was the federal government, I wouldn't even think about it. You see what I mean?
Absolutely not.
All right, now, is the sheriff still keeping the cattle, keeping the feds away from the Hage cattle?
Yeah, I think that sheriff in that county, and I believe it's in Nye County, I can't remember what his name is, but he's been very, very strong. He has notified the federal government before they pick up any cattle within Nevada. And Nevada now, because of the Hages, has passed some pretty strong state legislation that they've got to have an order from a court of proper jurisdiction, which would be a state court, giving them the authority to do that. And at that point, he says he'll pick the cattle up. But until they have that, they're not picking up any cattle in his county.
Okay, now, on the other side of the coin, I just looked at this September the 1st. This crossed my desk from the Nevada Livestock Association. BLM bandits back at it in Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Ranchers Gerard and Bruce Bedke of Oakley, Idaho, have confirmed that the BLM seized and impounded a total of 31 head of the cattle on August 21st, just a week or two ago. They took the cattle off of lands that the family had appropriated under local law and customs in the late 1800s. Now, let's keep that in mind. We'll take another break. Be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. And our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
And we have returned. We were talking about these ranchers in Oakley, Idaho, that the BLM impounded some of their cattle just last couple of weeks ago. And the cattle were on lands that the family had appropriated under local law and custom in the late 1800s. And then the rancher said, my local sheriff worked with the BLM to keep me away from my livestock so that I could not make a claim on them during the impounding, although he admitted to me that he had never been presented with a warrant or court order of any kind.
Now tell me he's not vulnerable.
Tell me he's not who?
Vulnerable.
Oh, the rancher or the
sheriff? That's
him,
right. That guy put his hand on a Bible, and swore to protect the safety, the well-being, and the property of those citizens within his camp. Now, would he allow a bank to go down there and confiscate those cattle without a court order? He wouldn't allow anybody else in the world to do that, but he allowed the federal government to do it. And they're the entity that have absolutely no authority to do it whatsoever. That guy is hanging out there, and he needs to lose his house, his car, his dog, and his fishing pole over this.
You're talking about the sheriff now.
Absolutely.
Well, that's about what happened in Hage's first case, was it not?
Absolutely. That, and that's what they do. And you know what we're trying to do, and we've got to do this. We have got to get these local elected officials up to snuff, understanding what their liability is and understanding what the law is. You know, they make everybody else comply with the law. If I'm going to place a lien on your property or want to take money out of your bank account, I've got to go to a judge of proper authority, and I've got to get a court order, and then I present it to the sheriff, and then we go through those steps. Why do they let the federal government just overrun them that way? There's no reason in the world for
them. Because they're afraid of the feds.
Well, no, I don't know that they're afraid of them, Derek, but I can tell you what, I'll bet you if you go back and look, this guy's accepted all kinds of federal grants. I imagine he's running that department up there. I'll bet you a third of the vehicles that he's got and a third of the money he's paying those deputies out there probably came through some kind of a federal grant.
Yes, but that doesn't make it right.
No, it's not right in any way, shape, or form.
I talked to a sheriff, and it's been several years ago when this first came up. And I didn't have him on the air. I wish I had of. But he said, yeah, I take their money. But he says, I don't do what they want me to do. He said, it doesn't make any difference. You don't have to go along with it just because they take your money.
Well, you know, here's the thing is if you ever go read one of those grants that they have you sign when they send you that check, boy, it does obligate that guy. But the thing we got to remember is that he does not have the right. He swore an oath, and he doesn't have the right to circumvent your rights.
All right, now let me give you an example, and this just cropped up in the last few days. But I was visiting with a young man over the weekend, and he said him and two of his cousins were working on a boat at what they call, it's in Cooper County, I think. It's what they call Taylor's Landing. It's a place where you can put boats in the Missouri River, I think. I've never been there. But he said they were just, they weren't fishing, they weren't doing anything, but working on a boat trailer, a trailer, I believe. Anyway, they were doing some mechanical work on either the trailer or the boat, I don't remember which. But he said, here comes a fellow by the name of Chris Owens. And he was wearing a badge that said Federal Law Enforcement Officer. And it had a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service deal. We'll talk about that in a minute. But he said he had another fellow with him. They both were wearing a bulletproof vest. And he said they asked all three of these boys for their IDs. Now, I say boys, they're young men. They're in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And asked for their IDs. And, of course, the one particularly has been listening to you and I quite a bit. And he says, why do you need my ID? What have I done, you know? And, of course, that started the ruckus right there. Then he wanted their occupation. And he says, why we don't have to tell you that sort of thing. And he said, there we sat with trucks with bale forks on them and a feed box in the back. He said if they knew anything, they ought to know that these were farm trucks, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, this Chris Owens said, well, I could write you a ticket. He said, I won't. I'll just write you a warning. So he gave him a warning, and it's on a Texas receipt.
A Texas
receipt with a Fish and Wildlife Service thing on it.
Well, the thing you got to remember is any time the feds write you a citation, whether it's trespass or whatever they write you on, you got to understand that when you pay that fine, that money does not go into the United States Treasury. That goes into that department's little slush fund, oddly enough. And some of them go into Dallas, Texas. Some of them, let me think. I've got a copy of one right here a guy just sent me. Seems like it went into somewhere in Georgia. I believe is where it was. Each one of them's got their little private slush fund, and that money doesn't go into the United States Treasury at all. But they don't have the authorization to do that. And the law enforcement authority that those two guys had when they walked up to your friends right there, the only law enforcement they had was whatever that local sheriff had given them.
I'll bet they hadn't seen the local sheriff, do you think?
Well, that comes under one of these memorandums of understanding in one of these grants. I'll bet you they've been to that sheriff, and I'll bet you that the Fish and Wildlife has a memorandum understanding, has probably granted money to your sheriff's department right there, and he has cross-deputized them and gave them the right to enforce state law.
Okay, hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman of the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction will be holding a special cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's September the 8th. Snyder and Patterson will be selling 200 head of black and black baldy and Charley cross cows. 125 head of these are going to be the blacks and black baldies, 50 head are Charley crossbreds, and 25 are red and red-white face, and they're bred to Angus and Charley bulls. They'll be calving next spring. Edwards Farms have consigned 25 purebred Hereford heifers and several Angus heifers. Now, these are big heifers. They'll weigh from 1,150 to 1,200 pounds. They're all bred to Emberton Angus bulls. They've had a complete vaccination program and will start calving in February. McNeely Farms will be in with 50 black and black baldy, 3 to 5 year olds. They're spring calvers and they're bred to Angus bulls. At Havens Farms will sell a 25 head of black and black baldy cow-calf pairs. That's for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Saturday, September the 8th at Milan, Missouri.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Every now and then, there comes along something so different and unusual that it makes you kind of tilt your head and say, Well, that happens every month all across the country after folks read their monthly edition of Derry Brownfield's Common Sense Chronicle. Each month, Derry tells it as he sees it and reports the real news and how it's affecting the American way of life. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You can take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, a man who says trouble with a milk cow is she won't stay milked, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. Going into the commercial break, GB, we were talking about these three young men that were working on a boat trailer, and this Chris Owens, federal law enforcement officer, was going to give them a ticket, and he said, well, what am I doing wrong? And he says, well, you're in closed quarters. Now, this is I was not there, obviously, But he said, you're parking on the grass. And he said, and the one fella said, you know, he said, yeah, there was a little grass under one of the wheels of our pickup. But he said there was more gravel on the other side of that grass, you know. Now, these guys are out there just harassing the public. That's all in the world it amounts to.
That's exactly what they're doing. But you know what I love about it, Jerry, is I love the fact that those guys started questioning their jurisdiction and questioning their authority. I guarantee you, that's what all of us need to do, because they don't have it. Congress has only allocated law enforcement authority to two entities, and they're not the United States Forest Service, they're not the Bureau of Land Management, they're not the Fish and Wildlife, they're not any of these organizations. All of those organizations get their law enforcement authority from your local sheriff. Period.
Well, anyway, it was an interesting situation, and I thought I would share that with you and our listeners. Jimmy, oh, by the way, what did you mean by cross-deputizing them?
Well, that's what they do. When this agency comes to the sheriff is the chief law enforcement authority within any county.
Sure.
Nobody has law enforcement authority there that he doesn't give it to him. At least most of these states out in the West, that's exactly the way it is. And so they have to come down, and he cross-deputizes them. He deputizes those people, and therefore they have the right to enforce state law. They don't have the right to enforce federal law. They don't have that authority. That would have to come from Congress, and Congress has never given it to them.
You see, I would have been tempted, and I'd have probably ended up in jail or with a bashed head or something.
Well,
but
I don't think so. Now, when you start questioning those kind of things, now, they do have the right to enforce state law if that sheriff has cross-deputized them.
Well, should you ask them for their deputy badge?
Absolutely. And the other thing that I always ask them is I always say, where do you think you get your law enforcement authority? And they always take a step back then, because they know, and boy, you'll never get one of them to come out and openly say that, but they know what track you're on. And they realize, because they've been told, that their law enforcement authority is coming from that sheriff. And it always backs them up a little bit. And they'll quote you, I've had them quote the statute, and I wish I could remember it right now, but they'll quote this federal statute number 29, section such and such. If you go back and read that, that's a bunch of baloney. And in no way does that statute give them any law enforcement authority.
Do they actually quote the statute or just the numbers?
No, they can't quote the statute. They just tell you where it is. And it's what we talk about on your show all the time.
Right.
No matter what they send you, assume that it's false and always go back and read that statute. And I'll guarantee you 99.5% of the time, you're going to find that that statute that they're throwing out at you doesn't say that in any way, shape, or form.
You know, we talked about this once before, and you've done a little research on it since then, about your name being spelled in capital letters.
Yes, sir.
You see, your driver's license, let me look, I'm pretty sure mine is in capital letters. And that's not me, is it?
No. No. If any name that's spelled in all capital letters, and you can look it up in Black's Law Dictionary, any name all in all capital letters has one of two meanings. Either you're deceased, and it's always spelled in all capital letters on a tombstone, or you're a corporation. And when you go your court documents and those kind of things, if you'll look at a court document, they always spell your name in all capital letters. Well, that signifies that you are a corporation, and a corporation has no constitutional rights. And so that's something that I would urge anybody and everybody to see, that they make changes on those court documents. And if you go back to that court and you say, no, I want my Christian given name on there, Your Honor, I want it spelled just like your name is on your nameplate right there. They're not going to want to do that, but they'll eventually do it.
Now, when you said court documents, what documents are you referring to here?
Any kind of a court document where your name appears on that court document,
okay,
they
like
always spell it in all capital letters.
Okay, like a title to a vehicle or something?
Yes, sir. Or if they're bringing suit against you or you're suing somebody else, you'll notice that all the names are always in uppercase. They're always in all capital letters.
Yeah, and my name, they've got it backwards. It's Brownfield Derry George.
Well, I don't know about Missouri.
How's yours?
Well, I'd have to look at it.
So we do things backwards out here in the hills. So
no, they've got mine in the right order.
Yours is G.B. Oliver, right? Yes. No, mine's not. Brownfield is first on mine.
Huh. Well, I guess you can just call it any way you want it, then.
Now, you told me one time about someone that came in the bank and tell that story, if you can remember how it was, where he said, no, that's not me. You took them to court or something?
Oh, yes. We were foreclosing on a house. The guy wouldn't pay us. This was back in the days before I absolutely knew none of this. And we had these high-powered attorneys, and so we marched our bad selves down there. We were going to have him evicted and thrown out of there and foreclose on the thing. And through it all, the first time we went into court, he just sat in the back of the room, you know, and they called him, and he didn't show up. Now we begin to understand that this guy was fairly well educated. To make a long story short, we never did foreclose on him. And finally, the judge got enough of him after about the third time we'd been in there, and he called him up there, and he said, Mr. Simpson, he said, you sign this document right here, or I'll hold you in contempt, and I'll throw your butt in jail. And he always answered every question with a question. I always thought that was interesting. And he said, Your Honor, to make sure that I understand exactly what you said, and if I didn't sign this document and turn this house over to the bank, you would hold me in contempt and you would incarcerate me. Is that correct? And the judge said, you got it. Well, the next day, and of course he signed that document, we all walked out, I walked back over to the bank and told him, well, we finally got that taken care of. The next day, we all received an affidavit from this guy. Everybody that was in that courtroom received that affidavit, and he said that he was forced to sign a document under duress, and therefore that nullified the validity of the document. And we never did foreclose on the guy. He just understood the court system, he understood the rules of the court, and he understood more about it than we did, and he went ahead and lived in that house another 6 months, and then he left of his own free will.
But the reason he didn't come he was in the back of the room, and the reason he didn't come forward is because he said that wasn't his name, right?
He said that was not his Christian given name. He wasn't sure whether he was supposed to approach the court or not. And these judges, let me tell you walk up in front of the judge and you say, Your Honor, that looks like my name, but that's not my Christian name, and I would like that name spelled exactly as it is on my birth certificate. And he'll say, well, you know, that looks like G.B. Oliver to me. And you say, yes, sir, it looks like that, but I would like it spelled just like it is on your nameplate. And let me tell you something. That judge cannot go from step A to step B until he's able to check off step A. And the first thing he's got to identify is that he has the right people in front of his court. And you'll see him recess. And what he'll do is he'll go in the back there, and he will call wherever he gets his continuing education, and he'll say, I've got some guy who wants to retype these court documents, and he wants his name spelled in upper and lower case. And sometimes they do it, and sometimes they just walk away from it right there.
All right, now, let's go back to Denver, Colorado, when we heard a judge say, I don't want to hear the word Constitution used in my court. So that guy's not going to pay any attention to that. He'll just call bailiff and, hey, you're in jail.
Well, let me tell you, if you've already stood before that court, and your name's spelled in all upper case, you have now assumed a fictitious entity. He doesn't have to pay any attention to the Constitution at all. He very well may be exactly right.
Who may be the
judge? In other words, corporations have no constitutional rights. He now has identified the plaintiff and the defendant. They obviously are both corporations. Their names are all spelled in capital letters. The Constitution or the constitutionality about what goes on in that court, he doesn't have to pay attention to it at all. It's not a factor in that courtroom any longer.
Did you look at your driver's license?
Is
it in all caps?
Yep.
So you're not a person. You're a corporation.
By the New Mexico Transportation Department, I am a corporation.
Well, then I would be in Missouri, right?
That's exactly right. But that's why when you go before a court, you make doggone sure that they understand that you are a private citizen of the sovereign state of Missouri. You lay that right in there on the court record. And you would like that court document changed to where it's your name is spelled as it is on your birth certificate. You want your Christian-given name on that court document. If you have any concerns about your constitutional rights. But you know what? Most people have never read that thing anyway, and so why would you be concerned with it?
Hey, listen to the bumper music. I think that's Ernest T. Bass coming on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
And we're back. You know, that they came on whistling there a while ago on that music, and I thought it was going to be Ernest T. Bass's show. We got a call from a listener that wanted to remain anonymous, but he said he knew that was Ernest T. Bass was going to be up next because a rock just came through his window. Now, you know,
I have no idea who in the world that could be.
That's an inside story, and you shouldn't tell stories that the rest of the world can't understand.
That's true.
Why don't you take about 3 minutes and tell your rock story? You don't have to use names and give phone numbers or anything.
Well, I was working at a bank over here. I was working at United New Mexico Bank, and at lunch a lot of times there was an insurance agency here just catty-cornered way across from the bank, and we would go back and involve ourselves in a game of cards back there, a game of chance, in this little old back room in this insurance agency. We play a game called pitch. Now, on a real bad day, a guy could lose $6 back there if things just went totally against you. It was not big wagers, but I can tell you that it was very, very competitive. And there was a judge that played from time to time, some accountants, and these were people that were pretty substantial folks in our community. When I went back there, and they called me and asked me to come play, so they had enough to play that day, and I told them that I had an appointment at 1:30, and so I couldn't stay very long. So I went over and I played, you know, and then at about 1 o'clock I said I needed to go, and I owed one guy $4 or $5, and somebody owed me money, and all of this paying each other off and everything, trying to figure out how it was. Well, I forgot to pay the insurance agent his $5. I owed him $5, and he forgot it as well. So I went back to the bank, and I had some pretty substantial folks coming in from California that had quite a bit of money and wanted to build a home out on the golf course. And so I was being as proper as I could possibly be, and I was standing there, sitting there visiting with those people. And my secretary came to the door, and I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, handed me a note, and it said to call this insurance agent. It was extremely important. Well, he'd never had anything important in his life, and so I told her I'll be with him in a little bit. So in a little while, I look up, and she's standing back at the door, and she said, "Mr. Hames needs to visit with you. He says it's life or death."
Now, we weren't going to use any names, remember?
Well, we're going to use his. And so the lady that was sitting there with the gentleman, she said, "Mr. Oliver, go ahead and take that call. We'll leave." And I said, "No, you sit right there." So I got it on the phone. And he knows I'm sitting in front of these people, and so he just rails me out. He says, "You know what? You ran off. What is your son going to think when he finds out his dad welches on bets?" And then he went into the fact that, you know, I said, "Well, you know, I'll get you the money as quick as I can." And he said, "You know what? When I owe the bank money, they want their money right now. But when we owe Mike a little bit of money, well, we just any time will do. Is that correct?" So I finally said, "I'll be with you shortly." And so I just hung up the phone. And as soon as the people left, I walked down the alley and found a little round rock, and I taped $5 to it, and I just drove around and drove up this insurance agency and rolled the window down. And I could see his back there through the window, and he was leaned back, and he was talking on the phone, and so I just rolled the window down and threw the rock through the window. Now, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. You know, it scared him to death, and he thought somebody shot at him when that rock went through the window, and he bailed over the top of the desk and skinned up his shins and everything. Well, then he went and got the sheriff, and he brought the sheriff down and showed the sheriff.
And we got to take a break.
Okay.
Hang on.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you about Swiss America's 3-point plan for successful gold investing. To begin, find a reputable company. Now, Swiss America has served investors with honor and trust for more than 25 years. Now, here's the 3-point plan. 1. Call Swiss America now at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request their book, Materials in My CD. Number 2, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years and why experts say it's poised to increase further. Number 3, earn a return through growth of your gold investment while enjoying peace of mind and safety. Remember, old Derry Brownfield says, call, learn, and earn the Swiss America 3-point plan by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. We're going to have to speed this thing up, GB. We have several callers have called in the last few minutes.
Okay.
But we've got to get the sheriff. You threw the rock through the window with the $5 attached to it.
Yeah, and then he calls the sheriff, and the sheriff comes down, and he says, well, that's certainly vandalism. He said, and he said, well, let's go arrest the guy. And the sheriff said, you know who it is? And he said, yeah. And so they went out and got in the sheriff car, and they were backing out of the parking lot. And the sheriff said, who is it? And he said, well, it's G.B. Oliver. And the sheriff just pulled back up and parked, and he said, I'm not getting involved in this.
But you got the money there to him as quick as you could.
Well, yeah, you know, he obviously was in a hurry to get that $5. The other thing is he tried to get me to pay for the window, and I said, well, surely you got insurance. I mean, it's an insurance agency. Surely you got insurance.
Let's go to the phones. We have several callers as quickly as we can. Arthur in Missouri. Hi, Arthur. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Hi, GB.
Hi.
I've got a quick question. You were talking about your name being in all uppercase, and therefore you're considered a corporation. Can they put a corporation in jail?
Did you hear the question, GB?
No, I didn't.
He asked, if you're a corporation, can they put a corporation in jail?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Arthur. Let's go to Shelley in Kansas City. Hi, Shelley.
Yes, I'm wondering with that capitalization of the name and things, too. On a woman, should she use her legal name her married name or her maiden name?
It's your married name.
But it wouldn't be on your birth certificate that way.
No, but you want it spelled as it is on your birth certificate. On your birth certificate, your name is not spelled in all uppercase. I'm sorry I didn't make that point very well. We're talking about the way it is. You want a capital letter and then lowercase. Capital letter, lowercase.
Okay, thanks for the call, Shelley. Let's go to Harold. Hi, Harold. You're on the air.
Okay, real quick here. There's two things in the Universal Commercial Code. One of them is unconscionable contracts. If you are foisted into something that you didn't understand, and I don't know where it is, but it's in there, because they don't want to be caught with one of these unconscionable contracts, which means you were put in a contract without you knowing it. If you can show, find that little section, you can show, hey, you've got me down here as a corporation, but I'm really not one. I was put there. Get me off now, even though I'm under charges now. There's another ruling in there that makes... I don't know if it's writ of allocution. There's all kinds of these little fancy words they use. But I'm telling you, they have their own remedies in their own code, and if you know what they are, you can use them also.
You're absolutely right. You're exactly right. And that's why there aren't any silver bullets in this thing. People have got to know what their rights are, and they've got to know the law. But this gentleman is exactly right.
Let's go to Jim in Missouri. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Okay, JB?
JB, yeah.
This is Jim Wallace. I ran for sheriff down here in Dent County, and I got a question. Is a police department that's not been voted in, are they considered a corporation?
Run that by me again, Jim.
A police department that's not been voted. They used to vote the police chief in here, but if he's not voted in, he's considered a corporation, right?
That's my understanding, yes, sir.
Okay, now, the sheriff would have to give them the authority to do what they do, right?
You bet.
Okay,
and the other thing you need to go back, Jim, and look at what kind of an oath does this guy take as he comes in. And that's something that we found in just the last year or so. Virtually every public office, there is a specific oath that's required by statute that they take. And what we're finding is, in most cases, they've thrown that out too, but it still holds.
Okay, Jim, thanks for the call. GB, we are just about out of time.
You're kidding me.
I wouldn't kid a kid.
You got just enough time to get to South Dakota.
We got just enough time to tell our listeners to give Paragon Foundation a call. The number to dial is 1-877-847-3443. It's a toll-free call, 877-847-3443. And now we'll just listen to Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.